It's all very casual here. So let me continue on where I left off about trust. Trust is love in action. It's not so easy to define love, what love might be. Dr. King told us really eloquently that there are three kinds of love. There's Philadelphus, there's the love that humans have for each other, there's Eros, which is a Marvin Gaye kind of love of let's get it on. And two, three, four. And then there's agape love, which is the love that the creator has for its creation. And love is really the point of everything. In the book of Ecclesiastes, there is a proverb that says, with all thy getting, get understanding. But with all thy getting and with all thy understanding, also do it in love. Because if love really isn't the purpose of any of our activities, the achievements will not be long-lasting, and they are of no lasting value. They are things. Our work is to increase our capacity to love, to have a deep sense of trust about being in the world that we live in, of trusting that this world, at its least, is a benevolent experience. That there is no God that's out to get us. Their life is not against us. And it doesn't matter what came before, even in our own minds, because what we learn in our philosophy is that, what is the teaching? That principle is not bound by precedent. At any moment, the direction of your life can change. In old school religion, we would call that the grace of God. That because there is such a thing as grace, things can change. Doesn't matter what you call it, it's simply an observable phenomenon. Things can change as soon as you decide when you've had enough and when you want to have a different experience. And you will know that when you become aware of what your habitual thinking patterns are. If you are not able to grow in self-awareness, and if we're not able to be present enough for our own thought process and to really understand what worldview we have, what lenses we're looking at life through, if you do not know that you're doing it, there's no hope for you. All of us give meaning to things that happen and to the life that we live or the circumstances that we came from. There's no meaning other than the meaning that we give to it. And when we really trust that that is true, that that is the way life unfolds, then we find ourselves unusually free to make a whole new set of choices. Ones that we never really believed were possible. Now, I believe one of the things that makes me different from many teachers is most teachers like to tell you that you're an unlimited expression of God, which is true, and you can be anything that you want to be, which is not true. You can be you. And you can have an extraordinary experience of this life, but you're still going to have to be you. You don't get to be Britney Spears. You don't? I like Britney Spears. And I like the Spice Girls too, gosh darn it. I'm ready for a reunion. No? All right. An error of my youth, perhaps. But the you that you can be is probably beyond your past imagination. And who is it that you can be? Who is that you get to be as you? You get to be actually happier than you thought possible because you will realize that that is a choice. You get to stop being disappointed in everybody else because they don't get it. You get to assume responsibility for your life, which is, for me, the definition of what being an adult is or a grown-up is knowing that this is it. It starts and stops right here. And am I blaming anybody or holding anybody or any experience hostage for what might be limiting me is a lame excuse. You get to follow ideas to their logical conclusion, which if you've ever followed an idea step after step after step after step, you will be astonished at how far you go and who you will be by being that daring, by being that trusting, and by being that brave. All the things that you fear you are not are revealed in our effort making. You see, things don't happen magically. Sometimes we do get magical assistance, and healings themselves appear to be magical. But what we want will only be if we create it, and it takes effort. And it's worth it. I was speaking with someone who is considering, has been in ministerial studies. This was on the telephone. They live in Georgia. And they've been doing ministerial studies. And I asked them what it is that they seek to share with the world. What do they want the world to get? And that was my whole question to him. And he really didn't understand what I meant. And so I kept trying to frame it in language that was gettable to him. And I said, well, what is your one teaching? Well, I want to be of service, and I want to do such and such, and I want to, and think that's great. But what is it that by giving of this gift you think you're going to illuminate the world with? What do you want me to know? What's unique about you? What's unique about your point of view? And he didn't have an answer, and that's fine, because that's where a young person probably, that's okay. That's okay. But you see, this life that we have, this opportunity that we have, can only be fulfilled. The promise of living can only be kept if we are faithful to our part in it. And our part in it is to know what we hope for. What our most noble ambition might be. Now, I can tell you, it's no secret, but you know, the thing that I hope the world gets by the time I'm done with my ministry is that this world is not a competitive experience, it is a creative one. That's it. And if that is true, that implies that you get to create your own life. There are tools to help you do that. One is by first healing what needs to be healed in ourselves. Because if we're not able, either physically, mentally, emotionally, if we're not able to be in the world and to be highly functional in the world, we don't have an opportunity. So that always comes first, to heal what needs to be healed. And then to reveal what needs to be revealed by you. And as we seek to do that, here in our practice, we have several things that can help you do that if you give yourself to them. Growing in self-awareness is key. To know what I really believe and what I really think. The ability to change your mind. The old religious science bumper sticker used to be, change your thinking, change your life. Is that what it was? Change your thinking, change your life, or you change your world? Change your thinking, change your life. Which harkens back to even to Abraham Lincoln, who says most folks are about as happy as they make up their mind to be. It's your call. And then to strengthen our capacity of mind, what we teach here is spiritual mind treatment, which is a form of affirmative prayer. And coupled with that is your willingness to be with other human beings, to be a stand for love, to be of service, even to sing language that you do not understand. There's a purpose to it spiritually. It's to help us heal our natural resistance. That's the purpose of it. To heal my resistance, my fear of the other, the fear of the unknown. Everything that happens is thought out, and there's a reason for it. Even if the dividend is only pure joy, there is a reason for it. And so, as my old friends in the South used to say, I ain't got no lie to tell you. Life is pretty simple. You get out of it what you put into it. But unlearning the ways of the world is a task that requires so much diligence. To stay centered in your own awareness of who you are and the worthiness of what you seek to do and to be and how you want to be in the world. Because again, what I truly believe I have learned through experience, what I have learned through experience, if love isn't at the bottom of it all, it's not worth the effort. It's not worth the effort. You might ask yourself this question this week if you choose to do some homework. And that's for you, for all of us, even if we have a clear mission for ourselves, to all of us really understand, what am I living for? What am I seeking to give to the world? There's an inherent good at the bottom of all of this as well, which I will say not as the point, but as an aside. Again, I truly believe if we efficiently and effectively and joyfully and healthily bring an excellence to market, money will meet up with it. Money will meet up with it. That's great. But that's the dividend. That's not the investment. That's not the principle. The principle is, what am I living for? What is a world that I hope for? And ask yourself this question this week. What is preventing me from experiencing that? What is preventing me from experiencing that, from knowing that as my current reality right now? That's why this is adult work. Because I don't know that the young mind, the young brain, the young body that's so loaded with hormones and whatnot, I don't know that there's space for those kinds of considerations when you're under 30. There certainly wasn't for me. But for most of us, what am I here for? What do I want to make out of this opportunity? And what is preventing me from experiencing that? This is not a trick test. It's an easy one, because the first thing that will come to your mind is an excuse, so heal it. Or as the late, great Dr. Walker used to say, get over it. Because it's not real. It's only your excuse. It's my excuse that I continue to hold on to. This is a big world, and that is the advantage of travel, I think. Even as I look at Facebook pages of friends who are out and about the planet, it's a big world. And travel always reminds us that there are so many ways of doing life. And we seem to paint ourselves into this tiny little corner. Oh, I could never leave LA. The climate is so nice. Well, it is. It's a miracle, the climate. But do you want to leave LA? I hope not. If you're here today, I hope not. But, you know, if all you wanted out of life was a benign climate, I mean, come on. That's what an amoeba wants in a Petri dish. Ask for more, right? I'm going to leave you with the homework one more time. What are you here for? What's the message that you want the world to know before you're complete here? And by the giving of your gift, that this is how you will share your message with the world. By your very presence, you will share this message with the world. And what is preventing you from sharing it and experiencing that as a current reality? Think about that as you drive home today. The answer will be, the answer is probably on your mind right now. But spend the week in constructive, affirmative prayer, in spiritual mind treatment, reminding yourself that there is one reality, which is God, and it is good, and it is for you. And that is all. God bless you, friends. I sure appreciate you.